Well, in this first Sunday of Advent, I guess any Sunday in Advent, but it's my great hope that the people of St. Mary's, their families and friends, can begin to recover the deep meaning and truth of Advent and Christmas. I want us to get beyond, Jesus is the reason for the season and keep Christ in Christmas. Those are good for bumper stickers and to raise people's awareness, but they stop far short of the full force of the gospel. Because those things, we say them and we get drawn into the externals of Advent and Christmas, and we miss the opportunity to bring about the greatest possible beauty and joy into the world. So I want us to begin Advent by challenging us to take to heart the consequences of one of the two greatest truths of our faith. The two great seasons of the church's year, Easter and Christmas, mark these two great truths. The truth of the resurrection is why we prepare ourselves in Lent and celebrate Easter. Today we begin to prepare ourselves during Advent to celebrate Christmas, because plain and simple, we are preparing ourselves for the coming of Almighty God as man. As we will say in the Creed, Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. These two truths are so important that if Jesus was not raised from the dead, and if Jesus is not the Son of God, then I say we just go home. And then next Saturday, we'll show up at the nearest synagogue so we can worship the one true God. Wouldn't they be surprised? But it's not going to happen. Because as it reminds us in the Catechism, Jesus of Nazareth, born a Jew of a daughter of Israel at Bethlehem, a carpenter by trade, is the eternal Son of God made man. Blessed Columba articulates the point that I want to make. If we understand this truth and put it into practice, then our inner life will be filled with light and fullness. Our inner lives will be filled with light and fruitfulness. In other words, if we take this teaching seriously, our lives will always be filled with Christmas joy. Always. And then Columba goes on and he says, Christianity is nothing else than accepting, in all of its far-reaching consequences, the truth that God did indeed become man. Accepting all the consequences of that truth. Unfortunately, we're so comfortable with the truth of Christmas that we don't take it seriously. We settle for a theology that says Jesus is the reason for the season. Meaning that we think that if we give Jesus a little love and attention, maybe donate to a few good causes, that makes us good Christians. That certainly wasn't the way it was in the early church, because they understood why Jesus is the reason for the season even before there was a Christmas season. The Jewish Christians were expelled from the synagogues and persecuted for believing that Jesus is the Son of God. The battles over those words in the Creed, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, were severe. There wasn't just a spilling of ink, there was the spilling of blood. Persecutions, imprisonments, banishments, deaths. Why? Because this truth is worth fighting for. But even more important, it's a truth worth living for. Without it, there is no Christmas joy. There might be Christmas pleasure and there might be Christmas happiness, but there's no Christmas joy. How many years will it be until we let this truth of who Jesus really is transform our lives? The saints show us what it looks like. That's how they became saints. Mother Teresa took seriously Jesus' words, whatever you do for the least of these, you do it for me. Saint Francis took seriously Jesus' words, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. Other saints have taken seriously words from Jesus such as, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. The power, the potency of all these words are not in the words themselves. The power comes from the truth that we prepare in Advent to celebrate at Christmas. But here's something equally amazing that we also take for granted. Because Jesus is the Son of God, because he is God become man, at our baptism we become by grace truly sons and daughters of God, truly temples of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in every baptized person. You are bearers of God. Let that sink in. You are every bit the tabernacle of God as that gold box behind the altar. God has done something great for you, and now he wants to do something even greater for you. He wants to fashion you into an image of his divine Son so that you can shine that image to those around you. We might not be cooperating with God's plan? Because we scarcely understand the love of God. Our hearts can become so narrow and constrained to comprehend a God who would set aside his glory and give his life for us for no other reason that he loves us and wants us to live as his children. We sometimes think God's love is kind of like human love, maybe a little deeper, a little stronger. But that's just a shadow of the reality. The best description the saints can come up with is that God is a furnace of love. A furnace of love, a consuming fire. And it was that love which transformed their lives. The saints are those holy people in whom the image of Jesus shines clearest. It's in them that we see the power of God revealed. Unfortunately, most of us, you know, we want to wait for somebody else to reveal God's power to us, rather than seeking to be those who reveal it to others. His presence is in you, waiting to be uncovered. How can we do this in a practical sense? How can we take the consequences of our faith seriously? You know, a few weeks ago we heard the great commandment, you know, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. But maybe in a practical sense we can reword that to say, you shall love the Lord your God with all your time, with all your money, and with all your talents. In other words, be a faithful steward with the gifts that God has given you. Let the teachings of Jesus, the mission of Jesus, and the love of God be the basis for every decision we make about how we use our time, spend our money, apply our talents. How's that going for you? I hope you're doing better than I am, because it's clear this is why Jesus taught, to whom much is given, much is expected. But God will give back 100 times more and eternal life with him. In our second reading, we heard, as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, that you do so even more. Don't settle for, don't be content with your current relationship with God. Whatever your relationship with God is, he desires so much more for you. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Excellent. Pray for the grace to have that truth convict you even more deeply. Because each of us have the ability to make the world a more beautiful and joyful place this Advent. Sure, decorate your homes inside and out. Yes, send out your Christmas cards, buy your gifts, and have your parties. But even more, begin to decorate the spiritual house with divine light. begin to say, take seriously the truth that Jesus is the Son of God made man, and that he now lives in your soul through baptism. If you do, you will be able to look back on 2021 and say, that was the best Christmas ever.
Let us stand.